Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka. Let's go!
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Super Flexible Podcast. I am your host, Steve Halepka, joined here tonight by my boy, Swags. What's going on, Swags?
How's it going?
Doing good, man. Week 7's here.
Excited to be back.
Yeah, man. First of the brutal bye weeks. How are you feeling about this week going into week 7?
Not too bad. I get my Lions back.
So woohoo!
I get Kerryon and Galladay back all over the place.
That's exciting. It's exciting times. And now making his triumphant return to the Super Flexible Podcast. Tudrick, what's up, man?
Man, I was here last week.
Second return. What's up?
Right, Second fair enough. Oh, and he gets those lines against my Dolphins, so suck it, Swag.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I'm excited for the back and forth this week. I'm so excited for it.
I mean, I didn't even notice we were playing Miami. That's how much I care about your team.
Oh. You mean your team? Who you keep trashing Stafford for? Let's keep going.
It's not Stafford. It's the schedule.
Yeah, I'm bringing Austin Waller to the table. Suck it.
Yeah, we'll talk about Brock a little bit. We'll talk about Brock a little bit for sure. But yeah, but before we do that, of course, we're going to talk about some news and notes. Got some quarterback news going on with a couple injuries. Then we're going to go into Tudrick's double shot of the week. Ooh. We've got a little segment on the art of the trade. I know we gave some trade targets over the past week or so. So we're going to do that. And then a little Thursday night football preview, Broncos at Cardinals, our super flex performance of the week. And then we've also got some super flex trades. So before we hit into all of that, let's talk about where you can find us on Twitter. So, Swags, where can they find you?
I'm at DFF underscore Swag.
And you, Tudrick?
At FL Tudrick Minimum and at Superflex Pod.
At FL giving me some Galladay tonight.
He's hopeful. He's hoping. And I am at The Real Halepka and at Superflex Trade. So definitely hit us up on Twitter whenever you can. Some big news this week out of Atlanta. So Devonta Freeman was put on injured reserve. He's going under groin surgery on Thursday. So Devonta Freeman just had an injury-plagued year throughout this entire year. And now we're down to Tevin Coleman and Ito Smith, one of Swag's favorites, in the backfield in Atlanta. So we'll start. I know where Swag is going to go. So we'll start with Tudrick on this one. With now it being locked into Tevin Coleman and Ito Smith going forward for the Falcons, who is your favorite back for the rest of the year?
I'll definitely still take Tevin Coleman, but it'll be nice to see Ito get some more run.
All right. Swag, are you as an Ito all the way?
Oh, no, I'd go Coleman with this.
Okay.
But agree. I mean, I think Ito's going to be kind of fun to watch. Hopefully he gets some better production than he has the last couple games.
Well, I mean, he's been really productive for what he's been given in terms of, you know, carries and touches. He's scoring touchdowns, which Coleman has been doing. He's getting a lot of the goal line work too, which I know is something, again, Coleman really hasn't seen a ton of that. I'm kind of intrigued to see where this goes. I know this week they've got a pretty decent matchup against the Giants, who we probably will get blown out yet again.
But last week, Ito had 11 attempts and only 22 yards.
Yeah.
And that's not that efficient.
No, certainly not that efficient, but I mean, he's still getting the work, though. But he's in an offense that's scoring 30 points a game. It's not a terrible thing.
The week before, he had 3 attempts for 5 yards. And
right.
The week before that, he had 7 attempts for 35 yards. That's his best game. And mm-hmm. And he is getting those touchdowns. But
touchdowns in 3 straight.
Yep.
Yeah.
The week before that, he had 2 attempts for negative 6 yards.
Tevin Coleman's not getting all of it there.
No,
totally agree.
It's still going to be a split. And I think going forward, it's going to be more of a 50-50 split just because Coleman has not been as effective either.
So how many games has Freeman played this year?
He played week 1, week 2. I want to say he started. He missed week 3 and 4. I think he played maybe just 2 or 3 games this year.
Right. So, and Finero got my head here.
Yep. This is some rookie fever right here.
So I got to give him credit to this. But so, I mean, nothing's really changed for Ito. Honestly, you know what I mean? Like, Freeman's kind of been non-existent the whole time. And I just gave you Ito's numbers with Tevin Coleman stealing the show.
Right, but even him stealing the show, I think it's just from last week we saw more of an even split. So I do think that's going to be what their process is going forward, because Coleman has not been as effective as a runner as of yet. We've seen him do some good things, but not kind of run away with that job, where I think Ito has certainly proved his worth, at least in the red zone.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, he might get you those touchdowns every week, but you take those touchdowns away the last 3 weeks, and we're not talking about Ito Smith right now, except because Freeman's on the IR instead of questionable.
Yeah, I mean, it's an opportunity now, right? I mean, the opportunity is there for him. He's got the chance to take a role and potentially set himself up for a big 2019, even without, you know, potentially Coleman or Freeman there in the fold as well for Atlanta. So let's now move on.
Well, who do you want, Steve? Okay. Coleman or Ito?
I still think Coleman's going to be the lead back. I think it's going to be close to a 50-50 split, though. And for, I mean, for me, if you're scoring touchdowns, that's probably the guy I'm going to be leaning towards, even though touchdowns are a quote unquote fluky. If there's a pattern that develops, it's certainly a pattern for a reason. So I think for right now it's Coleman, but I could easily be swayed going forward to swap to Ito Smith.
Gotcha.
So let's talk about some quarterback news. So everyone's favorite Brock Lobster is going to get the start again week 7 in the Dolphins matchup against Swag's Lions. So Tannehill's already been ruled out here. So Brock had a hell of a week last week. God damn. I mean, couldn't you be more happy with how Brock played last week?
I mean, nobody saw 380 yards coming against the Bears. Coming off a bye, the Bears coming off that bye, too. Come on.
It was amazing. He actually won the Millie Maker lineup for drafting.
Yeah, I heard that.
Had Brock Osweiler and Albert Wilson as their
somebody had crazy balls to put Brock Osweiler in the lineup.
That's game theory, right? You play the opposite of what people think, and if it hits, you win $1 million, which is wild. So, I mean, expectations for this week, we'll start with you too, Drink, because you're closer to the Dolphins situation and not playing against the opposing favorite team. So what do you think Brock's going to do this week?
I mean, there's no way it's that same, right? I think Detroit will be able to throw on us, even though our secondary has been pretty decent. I kind of like Detroit coming off the bye. I'm not going to lie. It feels gross to say as a Dolphins fan. But, I mean, if Brock got to, like, 275, 280, you know, to 300 in there, that sounds about right to me. We're still going to have to throw, and we obviously don't trust the run game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. Swags, try to give your non-biased Lions fan opinion. Brock, realistic expectations for Brock Osweiler.
I hate to keep agreeing with the dude, but I don't mind Two Drinks' take, to be honest with you. I don't think he's going to quite do what he did against the Bears, even as good as the Bears are, or their defense, should I say. But, man, I don't think that's crazy. I think that that's about what Stafford's going to do too, though. I don't think either of them is going to have much more than 300 yards and a couple touchdowns. But, yeah, but Two Drink, who do you like better running your team now? Do you want Tanny back, or do you want to see what Brock's got?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
I want Tanny back, I guess. This team continues to make no sense to me. Going in, I was like, if we had 4 or 5 wins, I expect that to, you know what I mean? That's about it. So, I mean, I'll keep riding it. I don't care who gets us there, but the 380 was nuts against the Bears. I don't know how to do that. The only thing I can say is it's like every time Brock's had a first start with a new team, he plays against the Bears and he wins.
That's right. Three in a row. That's
crazy. That does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess I should have seen that. And I'd have won $1 million too, right? That guy knew something.
I know. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So let's talk about another backup quarterback, this time being signed off the street and getting an NFL start. So Derek Anderson, back from the dead, is going to be the starter for week 7 for the Buffalo Bills against the Colts. Obviously, we saw Nathan Peterman just Nathan Peterman, right? He's just terrible. So expectations for Derek Anderson this week against the Colts. We'll start with Swags.
I mean, that's such crazy news. I don't even know what to say. I have low expectations and high hopes. I guess I don't know what to say, you know. So, AJ McCarron's still dead, or
is it McCarron? Yeah, I think he's
somewhere else. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I thought he went to somewhere else. Yeah, he's a Raider now, isn't he? Is he a Raider?
Yep, there it is.
Yeah,
like I said, doesn't matter.
Yeah, he got traded in the offseason once they took Allen.
Smart move by Buffalo.
I guess so. I mean, at this point, I think I'd rather start AJ McCarron than either Peterman or Derek Anderson, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Why? Let me take it somewhere else real quick. Why is Shady still on this team?
That's a really good question.
Because they want way too much for him in a trade.
What is that team doing? I get they're still playing defense, and I mean, it's not like they're out of it at this point. You know what I mean? But
yeah, I apologize. I forget where I seen it, but they actually want more for McCoy now at his age than the round he was drafted in as a rookie. He was drafted in the second round, and they want a second and third for McCoy.
Crazy. No one's going to give that up for a 30-year-old running back. That's insane.
So they're just asking way too much.
That's a massive price tag. I think, you know, before next week, someone may try to meet in the middle and give him maybe a three and a six or something like that, just to try to move him off that team. That's just way too much. So I'll ask you first to drink. If you had to start one this week in your super flex spot, Derek Anderson or Brock Osweiler?
I mean, I'll take Brock. I mean, he at least had a decent game. When's the last time Derek Anderson played? What was he just doing? Like,
bagging groceries?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, give me Brock. Would it surprise me if Derek Anderson comes out and has an okay game against an Indy defense? Nah. I mean, but if you're going to make me pick, I'll take the Lobster.
Okay. So we'll ask you the same thing, Swag.
Yep.
We're going to ask you the same thing, Steve.
I think I'll take Osweiler too, just because the weapons around him, I think, are immensely better.
Trifecta.
Derek Anderson has. So let me ask you this. If save waivers did not run as of yet for your league, and you have one of those injured quarterbacks, if you were starting Josh Allen in your super flex every week in like a deep super flex league, what percentage of your fab would you pay for either Osweiler or Anderson? We'll start with sort of Swag on this one.
I mean, not much. Do I need a quarterback this week?
You need a quarterback because you're injured. You have injuries across the board in your super flex spot.
And this is the best I got. So, I mean, waivers must be pretty empty. I mean, I guess I'll throw
I'd
it
love
in,
to
you
see
know,
these guys
probably
on
like
waiver.
50 to 90%. Yeah.
Ooh. What was that?
Probably 50 to 90% of what I have.
Okay. What about you?
He's going to get him from me. I got teams I should spend it on it. But, I mean, both guys are in situations where I think the replacement comes back within 2-3 weeks.
And, yeah. I mean, at this point, it even depends on my Max. Contention. But then at that, like, I don't mind right. spending some money to screw another team over. But if my best option now are one of those guys on waivers, I'm probably not looking that good anyway. And I might just start to look to my future a little bit.
Might be 2-4.
So I snatch those guys up for as much as I have, and I trade them to some poor sap that was so silly to not spend their fab and get themselves a quarterback.
Yeah. So I'll give you an example. I'm actually in a 14-team super flex league where I have Tanny, and I drafted Sam Bradford as my third quarterback. So obviously Sam Bradford's shit right now. Tanny's hurt. So I've been trying to work on a deal with the Osweiler owner. Who wants like Julian Edelman for Brock Osweiler, which is clearly not going to happen. So I'm trying to figure that out, and I am super desperate, and I put in a massive fab bid for Derek Anderson just to have that super flex this week. It's going to be about 65% of my remaining budget. Yeah. Crazy times. Crazy
times. Yeah, I don't hate that.
Yep. Got to get that spot filled and at the quarterback, so I'll take him. My QB one is Brady. So
how much are you actually throwing? What's the dollar amount? Do you mind saying that?
It was a $1,000 budget to start. I'm down to like $350. So it's right around like the $250 mark.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right around there. Don't tell him.
Can't tell. Never
just
know.
Just got listening. Up to 260. Dang it.
Yep. Never know who's listening. So let's go to some more positive news now instead of worrying about, you know, the 30th and 31st ranked quarterback in the NFL. T.Y. Hilton said he's going to test his injured hamstring on Wednesday and Thursday and might be playing this week for the Colts. That'd be a huge boost to Andrew Luck. I mean, he'll probably see Tre'Davious White, which sucks, but T.Y. Hilton's back. Are you firing up in this first week back to drink?
Oof. I mean, if he says he's a go, then sure. I still want to start Chester Rogers just because of that matchup this week. I think that's still a good play, but I don't believe I have T.Y. anywhere. I'm not a big Hilton fan, and I've been lower on Luck. Yeah. With some bye week fill-ins with the teams that are on bye this week, there's a good chance you need a play. So I don't mind it if he says he's ready.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Swag?
I'm just excited to see the regression of the Chester Rogers questions.
Dude, I mean, 10 targets a week, you can't avoid it.
But I mean, I think if you have Hilton and Hilton's playing, you play him. They were already cautious with him. If he's ready to go, I think you trust him. He doesn't need to practice much to play with Luck.
Yeah, I'd be excited for Hilton. I know his expectations are probably more limited now that, you know, Andrew Luck's the dink and dunk king. I mean, we started to see him take a couple shots down the field, but if Hilton's in, I think you play him as well. I think he's a must start player. He's good enough no matter what his situation. He can one deep ball or one slant and he's gone, and it's a 65-yard touchdown. That's in his repertoire still. So let's now move from wide receiver to running back and talk about Marshawn Lynch. So an unfortunate groin injury.
Yeah,
here
this
for Marshawn
one's just
Lynch.
Too bad.
This one sucks because Lynch was playing really hard.
Yeah, just seem to see Lynch on the field.
Yeah, it's going to be rough for the Raiders. So John Gruden
thinks care about them.
Well, I figured that. we know Marshawn's a good dude. So. Lynch is going to be seeing some doctors about his groin injury during the bye in week 7. Obviously, the other options in Oakland right now are Doug Martin and Jalen Richard. Excuse me while I vomit real quick. To drink, if Lynch is out for an extended period of time, are you going to be rostering Doug Martin and Jalen Richard, or are you just going to avoid this situation at all costs?
I'll pass on the hamster, but I don't mind. I don't mind Richard. I mean, PPR wise, he's been getting a couple, you know, some decent looks in a few games, even with Lynch in there. So if that's going to get a little bit of an uptick in a PPR league, and, you know, deeper, I guess that's the one I'll take the dart throw on there. I'm staying away from the hamster stuff.
But. Yeah, I definitely don't want Doug Martin. So, I mean, I guess if I have to go one way.
You can take neither.
I really kind of don't want much to do with that backfield, to be honest with you. But there's going to be some games to come out of one of them, you know, probably Jalen, in my opinion, but I really don't want to invest in it at all.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, especially with the injuries to the offensive line, I mean, their tackles, Colt Miller sucks. The other rookie tackle they have sucks. Without Donald Penn to hold down that side, it's going to be brutal going forward, I think, for this Raiders team. And they're talking about dealing Amari. Like, it's coming down quick. You know, I know we joked in the offseason about Oakland just being a complete dumpster fire, and it looks like it's going to be coming to fruition pretty soon. So that's kind of disappointing. So let's talk about that Amari potential trade scenario too, real quick, to drink. Is there a preferred destination for Amari for you?
Man, I mean, there's lots of situations you could see him do it and that need one. Preferred. Come back to me.
Okay.
Maybe like Dallas or Seattle.
Really, Seattle. Interesting. Even with Doug Baldwin back and kind of healthy.
I only see Tyler Lockett still.
Jesus. Were you a Lockett truther when he came out of school?
Yeah, he's been on.
I mean, I was kind of with him. I mean, you can give it to me a little bit. I was probably at least on it last year. I've stuck true and true to it.
For sure.
I think it's transpired well.
I said I have a really fun one.
Finally worked.
I've got a really fun one. So what about Amari in Cleveland?
Ooh.
How fun would that be? Move Jarvis back to the slot. You've got a real outside receiver because Antonio Callaway clearly just can't play football right now.
It'd be nice to see the guaranteed 10 targets, you know, that Callaway's getting, you know, move to Amari and know that's going to happen instead of the, what, two targets in the last two games for Amari. I mean, I know he went out, but still.
Sure.
Move Callaway to like four or five targets on the opposite side, seeing bad coverage.
And how can you only target somebody that many times? That's crazy.
It's mind-boggling that if he's got a tough matchup, they just literally don't throw him the ball.
Like, I feel like I could find a way to wave Carr down and get two targets over two games, though.
That's fine. I mean, even regardless of what's being called in the offense, I mean, it's a passive play. Just throw it over there. Good Lord. He might not be the true read you're looking for, but it's still Amari Cooper. You got to get more than one target a game.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I'll be the annoying kid on the field that's like, throw me the ball, throw me the ball, throw me the ball, throw me the ball before I'm leaving that with one freaking target.
Yep. I totally agree. It's so frustrating. We know how talented Amari is. It's just he's stuck in this backwards.
At first, I hated that Cleveland idea, but I mean, yeah, if you're going to give him those targets that Callaway's getting, that'd be amazing.
Yep. What? How about the Jets?
Jets would be fun.
Got the money.
They're banged up too now. Enuma's going to miss some time. Pryor might miss some time.
Curse is in the slot. Robbie's on the other side. I mean, it's not as nice as the Cleveland situation, but it'd be nice to see Cooper be able to grow with Darnold now, maybe. Mm-hmm. Give him a weapon to grow up with a little.
I like that. I like that chance a lot.
So you buying low on Cooper?
Go ahead, Chidra.
So I am in a league. It's not a super flex, but I need tight end bad in that one, and was offered Kelce for Amari Cooper and Mike Goddard.
Oof. I would want to pick back with Kelce.
You were offered Kelce, or you were offered?
I was offered Kelce for my Amari Cooper and Goddard. So he didn't need a pick back.
Did you do it?
I did not do it.
I'm saying you're, on you're the table? Giving up too much.
I'm giving up too much.
Yeah, I would say get an extra pick back with Kelce.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Unless Wags, would you just run and go do that and just hit accept and be cool?
I just feel like it's one of those trades that if you wiggle too much, it leaves the table.
Mm.
But I totally get what Steve's saying too. But man,
it's a good Kelce's offer.
Got I'm more points than both those guys combined easily.
Right.
So it's not like you're losing two spots that are getting you more points than Kelce. I mean, Kelce alone is going to help you, where those guys, you're like, oh, my God.
And you have some wide receiver depth because you know my teams.
So let me ask you this. After you lose Goddard, do you have any depth going forward at tight end or like even like future depth?
I've been starting
like a Gesicki or anybody like that.
Nope. I've had to start Goddard the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've had to start Goddard in a couple of leagues. It gets rough. Dude, I don't mind that trade, but I mean, I think at some point you're going to. Dude, and I'm guessing you have a lot of wide receivers.
This isn't not as good as I normally do, but I still have some depth here. So, I mean, I played Amari a lot of times in a flex because we have two or three in this league to do it just on upside play. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind it, man. But if you can get a little back either. Or even like a player that he might drop or a little bit better than the player he's going to drop, you know, take that angle. But I don't hate it. But I do see what I mean. You are giving up some future in Goddard. I think I still like Goddard and his future, but it's a huge upgrade. I mean, it's Kelce.
Right.
For sure.
We'll cool. See. No, I think you swayed me a bit, Swags. I think you certainly did. I think it's maybe just an auto accept now. Just get that number one tight end in all of fantasy and Kelce. I know you're giving up some future in Amari and Goddard, but it might be the way to go. Just don't get too cute. Don't let them counter. Just make the move right now and go ahead.
Two drink, is that sent to you or just trade cups?
Sent to
you. I think she accepted.
Match the button.
Who are your wide receivers? Super quick. Sorry, I don't want to get stuck in your team too much. Do you
kind of You know, I got Sammy on that team. I think I have, I got Diggs as well, John Brown, old man Larry Fitz, that one's hurting too. But a couple of guys, Allison's on there.
You're not in bad shape then.
I got Kamara Michelle on this team. I love that team.
Okay, then you're fine. All right. You're okay. Make the move. Yeah.
All right, fellas. Let's see. I'm not going to press it yet.
So let's go right into Two Drinks Double Shot. But before that, let's talk about GT Bets.
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. GTBets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to GTBets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Super Flexible in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. GTBets.eu, it's game time.
All right, let's get into Two Drinks Double Shot of the Week. Let's go Two Drink, what we got going this week?
All right, so real quick, shout out to last week. Got the Jets over Andy, even though you tried to talk me out of it. The other one, unfortunately, was a total horrific bomb. Jags, can't remember. We got the other one in there, don't we? Anyways, to this week. So coming off the bye, I'm going to take the Saints. I know they're going to Baltimore, but Baltimore is -2.5. So. Do you guys like the Saints coming off the bye? I get Baltimore's tough, but I'm ready to see that team back in action, throwing it all around.
I'll take the Saints.
And we're getting points. Steve, I want to do it. I know it's Baltimore in that defense.
Like 11 sacks against Mariota? That's like no joke.
Tennessee, dude. Come on.
I know. Tennessee's offensive line is like doo-doo. I'm worried that just Breeze is not going to be Breeze outside. We even saw it in the Giant game. Like, he did not play well. Jimmy Smith matches up really. I know. I understand the running game's no joke, but Baltimore run defense is no joke either. Yeah.
I'm not saying Baltimore's not going to score. I think Flacco's going to play this week. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, yeah. I would actually take Baltimore at home getting points. I kind of like that, actually. But I think the Saints are a damn good team, and I think they've got a good chance too. But I just like Baltimore this week.
That's fine. You liked Indy last week too, and see how
I could totally be wrong.
Moving on.
I'm happy to be wrong.
But Steve's a closet Colts fan,
right?
I'm an out of the closet Andrew Luck, like truth or whatever.
Out of the closet Luck, bro.
Yeah.
All right.
Second shot.
I'm gonna ride those Vikings -3 at the Jets. I know the Jets just tore up Andy, and not that Minnesota's defense has been all that, but I love that offense. Give me Minnesota -3. They're winning by a touchdown. Book it.
Yep. This one I love.
I take that as well.
And if if I have anything left in my glass in the outro, I might have a triple shot.
Ooh. So everyone stick around for the outro for Two Drinks triple shot of the week.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm digging that one. I like that one a lot. Like you said, Minnesota's offense is no joke. Jets secondary is beat to hell. I don't think Jermaine Johnson's playing. Buster Screen's out. It was crappy to begin with. It's just looking pretty good for the Vikings this week going into the Meadowlands. All right, so next topic, we're going to talk a little about the art of the trade. We went over some players we were traded for previously, so let's talk about how you guys like to negotiate trades, and we may actually get a real-life trade going down as well tonight. So just for some general tips and tricks, let's start with Swag. What's kind of your, I guess, introductory to trades for a lot of listeners out there?
I like to try to start a conversation a little bit and kind of keep it real, be honest. I don't want to tell you why you should do it. I don't want to degrade my owner, honestly, and I don't want to – there's two teams involved in most cases, so you have to look at that team sometimes and wonder why would they want the players I'm sending them, so sometimes you can hurt another team by trading, and I don't know. You have to kind of get to know your leagues and your teams and trade partners. Everybody's a little different. I like to manipulate you all differently.
That's fair. That's fair.
I like to, you know, one thing I do like to do if I'm trading a stud away, and I don't know if this is fits into the art of trading, but if I feel like it's time to move on from, say, I don't know, give me a player, Leonard Fournette, and yep. a healthy one, I'm going to look at the team that I'm playing the week he has a bye week, and that way I don't have to play against Fournette. And essentially, it feels like I'm helping that team out because they're getting a stud at the right time, but I don't want it to hurt me, so I don't want to play against Fournette, and I'm going to make sure I get a player back from that team that I get to play against them. So.
I like that thought process, though, is kind of doing your own, double time on it a little bit. I like that. To drink, any kind of other helpful hints, whether it be introduction or throughout like, the negotiation process?
It's always better to, you know, get some sort of discussion going with that owner. But I can't say I haven't got, you know, a couple deals done on just a cold offer and throwing it out there. So
definitely.
I'm always willing to take a shot. You know, you don't always want to throw that best offer out there, but it comes a point, you know, when you've been talking with some other people, I don't mind throwing something out there that's maybe a slight overpay and go ahead and get your guy. Again, I wasn't making that move earlier, you know, with that Amari one. That's just, especially with the trade talks now, I feel like if I'm going to move him, he's going to go to one of these awesome situations we talked about. But
yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, don't really go try to get Mark Ingram the week after he comes back and has an amazing week. If you weren't interested in him before, like, you don't get to go offer what he was worth 2 weeks ago just because you got to watch him go off. That team hung on to him the whole time. Why would they want to trade him to you now that they just seen that? Don't be a douchebag. That's just degrading to the other owners.
Right. Right. And that's a good point, too, is looking for the value for the players that you want to acquire when they're potentially coming off a down week. Like, you know how talented some of the players are you're looking for. Don't, you know, like, trying to acquire Marquise Goodwin this week. Hard to do when he's coming off a 2-touchdown monster game and potentially in line for another one against Marcus Peters, who sucks. Like, it's going to be hard to do that. If this was Goodwin's first week off injury, like last week, prior to his Green Bay game, might have had a better chance of doing it. That's a really good point. So should we move now, Swags? I know we were talking before the show about potentially a little deal for Derrick Henry. Do you want to try to wrap this thing up?
Yeah, I mean, what tactic would you like to use to get him?
I mean,
don't be a douchebag one.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a douchebag.
That huge game he just had is, I mean, got the market value up a little bit.
Who doesn't want 4.5 points a game?
I mean, clearly he's an absolute stud, so I'm going to have to give up a pretty penny to get him.
What do you want to give me, Steve?
I mean, it looks like your team needs a little bit of wide receiver help. Is that accurate?
I mean, I don't know. You say that, and it's not that I disagree, but I mean, just being real, I can't imagine getting a wide receiver for Derrick Henry that I like a lot more than the guys on my team.
Okay.
You know what I mean, though? And that's kind of devaluing Derrick Henry more so than your team.
Mm-hmm. Totally fair. Totally fair. So if I was to deal for Derrick Henry, I mean, you've seen my team. Like, what would you want from my team to get Derrick Henry on my team, to swap Derrick Henry?
Help me out a little bit. I feel like every time I go over to our team, I cut out a little bit.
Well, I'll just run it down real quick. So, wide receivers, I've got Godwin, Robbie Anderson, Marquise Goodwin, Michael Thomas, which I think is a little bit too rich, DeeDee Westbrook, Geronimo Allison, and then Doug Baldwin, and a bunch of scrubs. So I think that's somewhere in the realm, maybe one of those guys.
You have any running backs or?
I do. I mean, I've got Tevin Coleman. I've got Austin Eckler. Let's see.
Do you like those guys more than Derrick Henry?
I'd be willing to flip. I mean, I think I like Tevin more just for the opportunity next year and the rest of this year. What's your feeling on Austin Eckler and maybe a pick?
I feel like you're overpaying.
Say, Eckler's been outscoring Derrick Henry like a mother, right?
Right.
Right.
Would you do straight up Eckler for Derrick Henry? This is, I mean, we are in a dynasty league, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that means me. I get some silence out.
Yeah.
I mean, man, Derrick Henry's such a weird player because you want a little bit for him, but you have to be realistic as well. I feel like I'm not the hugest Eckler guy, to be completely honest with you, but I feel like Eckler is almost overpaying for Derrick Henry at this point. But then if that Deion Lewis injury happens, Derrick Henry's value should peak. But then I have a rule with running backs, and they don't get the 3 years that a wide receiver gets to show me that they can be viable in the NFL. And we're at 2.5 with Derrick Henry. So it's getting tough to trust him.
So would you be up for... I mean, if you're up for the swap, I'll do it right now. I'll make the move. Eckler for Henry. Okay. Fair enough. All right.
I'm looking.
So let's have that be a sample negotiation for the folks. I know this. We could probably get something off the air, but in the interest
and,
of
and
time.
Yeah, to your point there, like Steve is offering me a trade here that I'm sitting here telling him that he might be offering me too much, but I still don't want it. It just isn't working for me, but the value's there. I don't think it's a low ball. I'm just kind of like, ugh. I think it's like I've brainwashed myself into that Derrick Henry value that could be there if Deion Lewis isn't there. But then,
well, it's the same thing for Eckler, too, if Gordon's out, right? If Gordon gets hurt, Austin Eckler's going to be a monster.
Yeah, kind of. I don't think Eckler can be a monster. I think
that's
Eckler
fair.
Can be a little bit more than what he is right now, but I don't think he can be a monster. I think Derrick Henry should have been a monster by now, but... And sometimes I'm too honest of a negotiator. You guys can see me shitting all over Derrick Henry in this negotiation. I could have got more before we were talking. Like, I should have just sent Steve some cold offers without conversation.
Hey, you've got a lot more potentially, but... So, but yeah, so yep,
yeah, we'll move on a little bit. I don't want to bore everybody with our trade, but I'm looking at your team here, so maybe
we'll
right. something
we'll, on. We'll figure something out offline. But so let's move down to our Thursday night preview. We got the Broncos -1.5 at the Cardinals. Two Drink will start with you as Swags tries to figure out who he wants for my team.
Well, Steve, talk me into Derrick Henry.
talk me into keeping my guy.
Why do I want him?
Yeah.
I've always liked Henry's big playability for a bigger back. I fell in love with Brandon Jacobs as a Giants fan, and I think Derrick Henry's a better version of Brandon Jacobs. So that's my want for that type of player. He's a bigger body, should be good in the red zone, should be good near the end zone. That's why I think this Tennessee offense has to figure it out at some point. Now he's definitely not going to take Austin Eckler. Now I just screwed myself, but it's okay. It's okay. Let's go to the Thursday night preview. So to Drink. Must start Broncos, and then we'll talk about any must start.
I thought you guys were going to get a trade done. That's what you guys
we're
told
going
me.
To the Thursday night preview, fool. So all the Broncos must start. I like a lot of them, Steve. I'm not going to talk to Swags right now. Leave him alone over there.
I do too. I like a lot of Broncos too. I actually like a lot of players in this game, which is not good because both teams suck.
Right? But they suck in ways that help the other side, the fantasy
exactly.
players.
Exactly.
So how about if I give you one Broncos running back that you get to start, and you don't get to start the other one? Which way are you going, Steve?
Philip Lindsay.
I get it.
He's so much better than Freeman right now. He's playing better. He just is.
I like the stat that the Cardinals give up like 5 more rushing attempts a game against them. So I think both running backs are good.
That's a workhorse matchup.
And on the other side, David Johnson scored another touchdown, right? Let's call it 2.
He might get 2. The way his Broncos run defense is so terrible. I can't see how he does not perform, at least get 1 touchdown. Any receivers for the Broncos? You like Manny Sanders or?
I want Demaryius Thomas to happen. I don't get why. Literally, if you look back, 2 separate calls, you could have had a touchdown in like 4 straight games. At this point, I think we'd be talking a lot different on those different calls, but that didn't happen. I think you have to go Sanders at this point. And in DFS, if you're playing one of those crazy Thursday night ones, I'd like to get some Sutton in that lineup too.
Yeah, of course, Sutton. He's going to be so good next year when Thomas isn't on that team.
Maybe Sanders too.
Yeah.
Push them both.
Swag, is any other Cardinals that you're taking a look at?
Christian Kirk.
Yes, sir.
So, does Larry Fitz get the Harris coverage there, or does that go to Christian Kirk? And Larry Fitz gets a game.
I'm going to look up Chris Harris right now on Pro Football Focus, because I don't think he's actually been that good this year, to be honest. But talk me into either one of those guys as I look him up.
Christian Kirk or Larry Fitz?
Either one.
Well, you talk Kirk. Go ahead. That's an easy one.
Well, I mean, I'm not even trying to throw shade to Fitz. I was just saying Christian Kirk. But, I mean, he got 7 targets last week. It looks like
the fifth is 8?
Yeah. But I'm not comparing the two. He asked me if there's anybody else I would start, and I said Christian Kirk.
I know, but I'm fighting you with Larry Fitz. <I know.
laughs> So, but
I want Larry Fitz's game. I think it's a better play than Kirk. I like the 8 targets. I think it's going to happen.
But you wouldn't start Christian Kirk?
Sure.
Yeah.
But I think I would get Fitz. I think I would get Fitz in my lineup first if I had them both on my team.
I have the exact opposite.
Yeah, I think I'd go Christian Kirk.
I would go Kirk.
That's what you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
You got it. You got it out of me.
Don't look like the brain.
Didn't make it easy. Yeah. Why can't you compare fruit?
This show's a mess. Oh my gosh. Anyway, go ahead.
It's always a mess. That's what happens when all 3 of us get back together.
I know. It's a blast.
Well, I did notice you guys agreed to last week. I enjoyed the show a ton. On my second listen, I was like, man, these guys agree a lot.
Great mind,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we couldn't get a deal done, so.
I know, yeah.
Because you agree so much. You're both like Derrick Henry's the shit.
So Chris Harris is actually 77 right now, according to Pro Football Focus, which is pretty good. He's actually doing better than I thought he was.
But I'll start Royce Freeman as well over Lindsey, but I'll start that both those running backs.
Yeah, I think every running back you can put in this game you want to play, just because both running defenses are so bad. Yeah, totally agree. Any love for the defenses? Are you starting both defenses?
It's weird to think that they're not bad plays, although we just liked all those guys. I guess if you're going to make me pick one, I'll take Denver's defense, but I don't love either. I think I'm going to stay away.
Okay. Swag?
Yeah, I'll probably stay away as well. I don't
know. One of them will get to 30, so. I don't think it's another low-scoring game.
Okay. Totally cool. Let's move now to our Super Flex Performance of the Week. I've got mine. I think I know where 2 Drinks going. So let's start with Swag on this one. Biggest or best QB performance from last week.
I think I'll go Winston.
I like it. Good call with Jameis. Monster game last week for Jameis. 4 touchdowns. Huge try attempt at the comeback against Atlanta. Really good stuff from Jameis.
Yeah, for sure. Decent matchup. So we'll have to see how he does against better teams.
Cleveland? Week,
yeah.
Yeah, so it should be a little bit better defense in Cleveland, but they got torched by Phillip Rivers, even though it was on limited pass attempts last week. 2 Drink. Are you going with your boy? You got it.
I kind of got it. I mean, it's in loot. Yeah. Give me Brock. It feels gross.
Yes.
It feels gross to say. But 380 and against a Bears defense coming off the bye, like, cheers to you, Mr. Brock, for a W. I guess you're gonna get another chance against Swag's Lions, so that seems like less of a challenge. Mm-hmm. Let's go Brock Lobster 2-0.
I like
Sounds like you super like Brett.
I do, I love it. Cheers to you, Lobster.
So I'm gonna go with a guy who we actually saw on a primetime game. And this was not the winning quarterback, but the losing quarterback, CJ Beathard, guy who was left for dead after last year. Really has stepped in and played pretty damn well. Backing up Jimmy Garoppolo, unless it's CJ Garoppolo. Backing up Jimmy Garoppolo, really good game against the Packers. Almost 70% completions, 2 touchdowns, a pick, 245 yards. I mean, he's had some really nice games back to back to back. Plays against the Rams, who can't stop anybody right now in the passing game. So I think if you're looking for a nice streamer this week, and we'll get to that segment in just a second, you could do a lot worse than CJ Beathard in your super flex spot. So let's now talk about those streamable options this week. So our options are So these are quarterbacks all in less than 35% of Yahoo leagues. We got Joe Flacco against the Saints, Dak against the Redskins, Mariota versus the Chargers in LA, in London, sorry. Eli against the Falcons, Case Keenum at Arizona, Sam Darnold against the Vikings, our boy CJ Beathard versus the Rams, Rosen against Denver, Brock Lobster against Detroit, and Derek Anderson versus Indy. So we'll start with Swag on this one.
Oh, man. It's too easy for me, though. I kind of didn't want to go first. You guys really want me to go first?
You can go first.
I'm taking Flacco.
Yeah. I like it.
Any particular reason not to at this point?
Yeah.
I mean, I think all of us have talked about Flacco positively at some point this year. And he keeps throwing it. He keeps throwing the yards, the touchdowns. I mean, it keeps happening. Now he's going against the Saints. I love it.
All right, two drink.
Are you going Beathard? Is that your boy? Like that's your.
I'm gonna go Beathard. I'm gonna go Beathard this week. I think he's 275 and two at least.
Yeah, I like that pick a lot. I almost wanted to take the Niners to cover the 9.5 that the Rams are favored against them.
So I didn't make it up.
I think that's an okay play too. Man, I want to pick Eli.
Yes,
I knew it. I want to pick Eli against Atlanta.
So good. Did you do your triple shot already? You missed it.
I'm a couple in, but but I mean, we know Atlanta's going to throw up a bunch of points. We still know that the Giants' offensive line can't protect for nothing, but I feel like Eli's got an easy 302 game.
I hope. Like, if he can't put up points against Atlanta, especially with Saquon catching the ball out of the backfield and Atlanta giving up, like, 900
then we're seeing Laletta soon.
We're going to see Laletta very soon if that's the case. Because that would be brutal. But yeah, the signs are pointing that Eli should have a really nice game this week. I totally agree.
I'll take everybody on this list over Eli.
Deal. Fucking deal. I'm taking that.
Oh man, you didn't know that.
Third mic, write it down.
Write it down, Mike.
Not even on the show. Love you, Mike.
Oh, that's great. Alright, so before we get into our Superflex trade segment, let's talk a bit about the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for a limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at DynastyFootballFactory.com.
So, guys, I mean, obviously, Scouting Academy is pretty badass. I would love to go through that program. What about you guys?
For sure. Yeah, I want to go.
It's totally awesome. All right. So, everyone's favorite segment, the Superflex trade segment. Obviously, hit us up on Twitter. Use that hashtag Superflex. Hit us up at Superflex Trades, at Superflex Pod. Our first one from at KingStyle16. 12-team Superflex Dynasty League, full PPR and 0.25 per carry. So James White and a 2019 first rounder, or Tevin Coleman and Tyler Lockett. Let's start with Swag on this one.
So
James White, you want to do it? You know you're taking Lockett
and Coleman or Coleman. James White
and a 2019 first. Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah, I'll probably stick that Lockett side.
Any particular reason?
It's Tyler Lockett.
Coleman doesn't even matter to him.
Nope.
I'm looking at it now. And Tevin Coleman too. I don't think James White is much of a future. And I think Tyler Lockett is the future. And I think Tevin Coleman is going to be viable, obviously, especially with Freeman gone. This trade's so lopsided the more you look at it. Yeah, I'll definitely take that Lockett and Coleman side.
Steve, where are you going, Steve?
I just gotta stop. I'm shocked that the first name of this trade is Tevin or is Tyler Lockett. That Swag brings up. It's just amazing.
Why are you guys sleeping on Tyler Lockett?
Because he's the least valuable asset in this entire trade. By far. It's not even
Seriously?
Close. By far.
Well, I'll take him over White.
Would you? I'll take him over that first.
Wow. Okay.
We have talk me into anybody that's not doing anything. I mean, what are you going to get with that first? You don't know. And you're making my team better. As soon as you give me Tyler Lockett, you're going to get a 12th pick when you give me Coleman and Lockett.
I think Tyler Lockett, I think we have two different values on Tyler Lockett right now in terms of dynasty asset value.
How about let's do this just rest of season, Tevin Coleman, James White. This is a full PPR.
I might have to White, man, just with the way they're playing. And that hurts to say, ROS, you know, but.
Yeah.
The full PPR helps. Yeah. Full PPR helps. And he does get anything for a carry as well, as a few carries that he gets. So I think White's over Coleman slightly the rest of this year.
So, Steve, you taking the White in the first side?
No, I'm still taking the Coleman side. I just don't. Lockett's the kicker. I'm just not as big a fan of Lockett. I'm a big fan of Tevin Coleman, which could be one of my fatal flaws. But
what about you? I also want the Coleman and Lockett side a lot more for Coleman than Lockett. Mm-hmm. But James White in the 19th first at 63%, which is kind of why I wanted this one in here. I knew Swags would go Lockett side. I was wondering if Steve would go the James White in first. Just because of the majority of the vote on that side right now.
So Lockett's wide receiver 20.
I mean, he's played without Doug Baldwin for like most of the year so far.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I expect Baldwin to really kind of take over that wide receiver one role going forward. I don't expect Lockett to keep producing like he has been. But if it happens, then yeah, he's the guy, and I will totally flip-flop. But till I see it with Baldwin, I think it's a mirage. Next one from at Mr._get_right, WRIGHT. Dynasty 0.5 PPR League. This one's just for swag. Chubb or Kerryon Johnson?
I'll take Kerryon.
Oh, man. That's
pretty easy.
That's okay. Quick.
That was an instantaneous answer. What about you, Jadrain?
I mean, you got two of my boys there, but I mean, Kerryon's getting to work, and you can already see his future. Right now. Chubb's we have to hope for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. I do the same thing. I don't know if it's as fast as you did, and I don't know that it's even considered straight up value, you know, equal value or Kerryon Johnson side. I want to feel like Chubb might still hold a little more weight, as crazy as that sounds. But where you go?
Yeah, Steve? I wouldn't disagree with that. I think it's a good point. You might get a little bit more back if you can sell it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's closer than the instantaneous response. But I think I'm still on the Kerryon side, just for his current potential for the rest of this year, at least to help me now. I do think that to Swags' defense of Chubb, he's going to be the guy in Cleveland going forward. But I'll take the Kerryon side just for now.
65% Kerryon. So we're all in agreement there with everybody else. I think in the right situation, Chubb might get you a little bit more.
Yep, could definitely see that. So next one from at Rick Sanchez Zero. A 12-team PPR Superflex with a tight end premium. We've got Jared Goff or Sam Darnold in 2019 first and second. This is a fun one. Two-drink, we'll start with you.
I will take Goff. I don't mind the other side. Getting the two picks are nice. I would hope if I'm doing that, you know, I have Goff and Cam and another guy. You know what I mean? Like, Goff's having a really great season, and I like him a lot moving forward. But I'm hoping if I'm doing that, I need to get younger plus those picks. Maybe
like Darnold and Lockett.
No. Still on Goff, buddy. Jimmy Goff.
I'll take the Goff side, too.
I love his connection with McVay, plus those weapons. I know Cup's out this week, but that trio, at least for the rest of this season, is nasty. Even when they're up a bunch, McVay's like, yeah, we're going to keep throwing. I know Gurley's back there, but I don't mind if we chuck it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have started to talk me into...
Take Darnold. Take your Darnold.
Goff side. I know. It's just...
That's why this one's in here. It's for you, buddy. One was for Swags. This one's for you.
I know. Like, Goff has been so good, but equally as a rookie, Sam Darnold has put up some pretty nice games himself.
and give him a nice weapon over there like Goff got, you know what I mean, not in his first year, but after that, build a couple guys. So I get it.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'll take the Darnold side. Oh, it pains me, but I'll take the Darnold side just barely.
49% on the Darnold side. So
totally, that's pretty close.
Yeah. I could see situations where certain teams would be like, yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. Plus those picks I get and I need to build. Maybe Goff was the only thing I really had on that team, or you know what I mean, that way. I could definitely see somebody going Darnold side like you did, but I'm Goff.
Yep. Yep. Totally fair. All right, next one from at the Cody Jones 1. Dynasty Superflex PPR League, Jarvis Landry and CJ Beathard, or Marquez Valdes-Scantling, 2019 first and 2020 second. We'll start with Swag on the Swarm.
This is a tough one, man, because Landry, to me, is probably the best player in the trade.
Yep.
You're renting a quarterback for the rest of the season, which is nice for you, probably. I don't know your other quarterbacks, or if you need to play this week. Giving you some, man, I don't know. I think I want that Landry side. But I don't love that you're giving up everything you're giving up to rent a quarterback at the same time. I don't love this trade, but I don't want to move Landry for MVS and the 2019 first.
Would you give me a 2019 first for Landry?
Yeah, I'd give it to you for Lockett, so I'd give it to you for Landry.
Right, so I think the Landry side, I get the Beathard, you know, part of that there, and I'm guessing this is maybe it's the Garoppolo owner or Tannehill owner, and you know what I mean? Somebody like that.
Okay, so yeah, go ahead, I like the way you're looking at one. It. I like the way you're looking at it. So are you saying kind of like Beathard for MVS and Landry for the picks?
Right. It's easy.
Yeah, I do that. I would give you MVS for Beathard.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I'll take the Jarvis side. And Beathard, I think, is going to have a decent rest of the season here, so I don't mind it at all. Let's go win now. Let's go win now with Jarvis and Beathard when I need them to fill in.
Yeah, no, I totally agree on that. I will take the Jarvis and Beathard side as well. I agree. MBS is even kind of a rental at this point. I know Cobb is beat up, but Allison should be back after the bye. Cobb might be
MBS
back.
Looks all right, though. Like he's right in his opportunity there.
Jeff Janis looked pretty cool one time.
That's true as well.
That's true enough.
So we will see what happens there. But, I think I would take that side also. What's the read on that one right now? To drink.
You would ask me that. I just got that.
So we'll find out later. Last one from at BM Holstein 3. A Superflex PPR Dynasty, Cam Newton and Chris Thompson, or Tom Brady, Aaron Jones, and Ito Smith. We'll start with To Drink.
I took Cam and Chris Thompson. I don't love it. I could definitely go the Aaron Jones and Ito Smith side, but I want Cam a lot more than I want Tom Brady. If I'm doing Dynasty Superflex here and hope that I can figure out an RB2 flex kind of situation down the road.
Yeah, I agree, except I love it.
Any particular reason why you love it more than Swags liked it? Or than Two Drink liked it?
I mean, you're getting younger at quarterback. You're getting a better quarterback. And if
being Chris, a better quarterback.
If Chris Thompson, yeah, definitely at this point in their careers. We're not putting on any Hall of Fame quotes here. We're winning fantasy football. But yeah, I'd say Cam Newton's better this time. Plus he's through his bye. Tom Brady's through.
That's a good point.
You get Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson's not bad if he's healthy.
Neither is Aaron Jones if he actually gets the ball, or Ito Smith.
If.
True. Good point.
And we're talking about a healthy player versus somebody that we want to get the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, if Chris Thompson is healthy, we know he's getting the ball.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I'm definitely taking the Cam side. I agree with you. I just don't think it's as lopsided as you make it out to be. I think the combination of Jones and Smith have some good potential going forward. Thompson's like pretty close to 30, if I'm not mistaken. He's like weirdly old.
Is he that old? Yeah, that surprises me.
He's like weirdly old, which is kind of surprising. Yep. I'll look it up right now. Where is he?
I didn't realize he was.
I'm actually wrong on that. Jesus. All right, so I was wrong.
He's actually 33.
He's gonna be 28. He's not that old yet.
Still a little bit, yeah. For his style a little of play, though, and he gets pretty beat up.
Yeah, we saw Alex Smith like almost kill him this past week. But yeah, I agree on the Cam side for sure. So, but I just don't think it's as lopsided as you need that to be Swags. What's the number on this one right now, to drink, if you have it?
Well, it is lopsided at 80% to the Cam Newton side, but cool. It's early, and I just tagged it, let him know that we just talked about it on the Superflex pod. So
nice, love it.
You guys are out there. We've had some. Well, no, it's all right. I just wanted them to know. We've had a couple guys that have contributed on here a few times that come up with some awesome trades. But hit up that at Superflex pod at Superflex Trades account, and we'll get those out there, and you can hear it on the show like tonight. I have a lot of fun. You guys have some awesome trades out there.
Do you guys want Lockett or Gallup?
Lockett.
Lockett or Anthony Miller?
Lockett.
Lockett or Traquan Smith?
Traquan Smith.
Lockett or whatever. DJ Moore?
DJ Moore, shut up.
That's tough with me. Yeah. I'll say Lockett for now.
Now, will you take a first rounder for Lockett?
Is Traquan Smith, are those guys, I mean, DJ Moore this year? I wouldn't take him over Calvin Ridley, though.
Well, sure. I didn't say Ridley, but I'll take Lockett over Ridley.
Really? I would not.
I mean, he gets more targets right now. Honestly, like, I love Ridley. That's a tough one. Yeah, I might. That's close.
I'm telling that rookie fever pot on you.
Yeah. I think Lockett's worth a first rounder.
Okay.
What rookies aren't going to give you just instant wide receiver 20 numbers, even with or without Baldwin. Baldwin's done.
Wow. I'm never putting Tyler Lockett in another trade ever. So if you want your trade, don't have Lockett be in there. That was the very first trade. It's the end of the last trade. We're still talking about Lockett.
we'll talk about.
It was just all the Lockett hate.
It's not that I hate him. I just think he's not as good as he's playing right now. Yeah. I think he was the only show in town. Like, it's just with Baldwin back, I think he completely changes the dynamic of that entire team.
Brandon Marshall, dude.
Brandon Marshall sucks. He was washed up 3 years ago. Like, his last jet here, he should have retired.
I hate you, man. I love Brandon Marshall.
I know. He was a hell of a player for the Dolphins, man. He was great. But he wore out his welcome really quick. All right. So before we head out, where can they find you on Twitter, Swag?
DFF_Swag.
To drink.
Is that me?
To drink.
@FLToDrink minimum and @SuperflexPod.
And I am @TheRealHalupka, @SuperflexTrades, and we are out.
We're going to get some trades done now. What kind of pick will you send me for Derrick Henry?
A pick?
Hey, I got a trouble shot. You guys suck it. Cincy @the Chiefs, -6, give it the Chiefs. Win by 10. Sunday night, got flex into that Sunday night primetime game. Love it. No?
You guys want to say? No, I like it. I just agreed with you a lot this show.
Yeah, go make a trade. Get out of my face.
All out of here.
I like that one too.
Yeah. All of Mahomes every day. All day.
What do you have to pay for Mahomes right now?
So much.
Five first rounders in 2019?
It's a lot. It's got to be at least two, or at least three probably.
Do you guys think that the 2019 class is just going to be a class we forget about pretty quick afterwards?
Yeah,
I feel like
it's going to be like 2013.
I was having this conversation the other day. I was like, out of the last maybe five classes, it would probably rank fifth.
Yeah, makes sense.
Fourth at best, but I would probably fifth out of last five.
I mean, there's some decent wide receiver talent, right? But the suck.
Benny Snell, watch out, Benny Snell. Yeah, I love Brock.
Thanks for enjoying the Super Flexible Podcast at Super Flex Pod, one of the many podcasts brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and Dynasty Football Factory, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. So go subscribe to the show and get every podcast as soon as it releases straight to your phone. While you're there, go ahead and rate and review the show. That helps the show out more than you know and helps get all you Super Flexers the best content that you want to hear. On Twitter, follow the host, Steve, at The Real Palupka, and the two co-hosts, Swag, at BFF_Swag, and Two Drink, at FL2DrinkCinema. But wait, there's more. Subscribe now and follow us on Friends, and we'll throw in all the other podcasts on the BF Network for free. Be sure to check out
Dynasty Trade Day Team, Dynasty Warzone, Daddy Watch, Technology 101, the IDP Edge Crusher, Dynasty Football Fellas, and the Rookie Fever Podcast. Remember to tag at Superflex Pod and at Superflex Trades for all your Superflex and two quarterback needs. Plus, GTBet EU. Use that promo code in all caps, Superflex, and get that $500 match. Do that now. Get fantasy ripped with a Super Flexible Podcast.